Recycling in the construction industry. During the construction works, whether as a result of construction, reconstruction, renovation, or demolition of a building, several types of waste are generated. They have to be sorted so they can be either recycled and reused or properly disposed of. This is a vast topic, but let's discuss the recycling aspects of a few selected types of construction waste. Rubble. It is the largest group of construction waste. It includes concrete debris and bricks. The first step of the rubble recycling process is its filtering, which aims to get the clean fraction without any impurities. Then, the crusher grinds down debris into fine pieces with a diameter of not less than 1 mm. The aggregate obtained in this way can be used for producing concrete, as a cause for road base and for soil compaction. Plastic waste. It can be subjected to material or raw material recycling. The first method is based on the granulation process, which allows using recycled waste as an addition to the primary raw material. Moreover, waste processed this way can be used as a modifier for asphalt mixtures, improving their strength parameters. Raw material recovery, on the other hand, allows for converting plastic waste into oil or gas-like feedstock, for example, heavy crude oils and technical gases. Expanded polystyrene waste. It is often compressed first for easier and more cost-effective transportation. The material can be then chopped into granules, melted, and used to produce new products by extrusion or injection molding. The crushed yet not melted EPS is used as an insulating backfilling material to fill air voids in newly constructed buildings, as well as an addition to plasters and mortars. Wood. As a construction waste, it often contains impurities such as soil, concrete, plaster, and various coatings. Therefore, wooden waste is first subjected to a cleaning process and then further processed and recycled, thanks to which we can obtain fuel, pellets, wood-based sheet material, OSB, MDF, wood pulp, and biomass. It is worth noting that by the amendment to the Act on Waste, which is to come into force from January 2025, construction and demolition waste will be collected selectively, divided into at least 6 fractions, for example, wood, metals, glass, plastics, gypsum, and mineral waste, including concrete, brick, tiles, ceramic materials, and stones.